It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Washington has a nursing home funding crisis, and a state legislator from Pierce County wants to fix it. Senator Steve Oban held a press conference at the Tacoma Lutheran Retirement Community to introduce his bill to increase the state reimbursement for Medicaid patients.
Washington State woefully underfunds Medicaid-covered seniors in skilled nursing facilities. As a result, nearly 10% of our skilled nursing facilities have closed down in the last several years. 18 in the last 3 years. That represents about 1,100 skilled nursing beds that we no longer have. More skilled nursing facilities are facing closure and having to relocate their residents, many of which will not accept Medicaid patients. And this is at a time when we need more skilled nursing facility beds, not fewer, as the silver tsunami continues to wash over our nation and certainly in our state. The primary contributor to these lost beds is the low Medicaid reimbursement rates. The impact to residents, some of whom are in their 80s and 90s, can be traumatic, as you would expect, and even in some cases, life-threatening. The solution is very plain. We need to increase the Medicaid reimbursement rates. In 2000, Washington actually was one of the top states in terms of how much they reimbursed skilled nursing facilities. It's now, unfortunately, the fourth largest in terms of the shortfall between what it pays and what the true cost of running a facility like this is. We spend, on average, about $216 per day per Medicaid-covered individual. Oregon, by contrast, they spend $326 per day, a third higher. It's a matter of priorities. Oregon has made it a high priority. Idaho actually pays more than $50 per day than we do. Currently, the reimbursement for Medicaid patients is based upon old data, and they have not been readjusted to increase for the true costs of running a facility like this. When the rates get rebased or updated next year in 2020, it will be based upon nearly four-year-old data. That, to me, is absurd. If we really want to reimburse at the true costs to run a facility like this, we ought to be basing it on the most accurate, up-to-date information available to us. So my bill will create a new system for establishing state payments to nursing homes. It will simplify that payment structure. It will reward nursing homes that are providing care for higher acuity patients where the costs are greater. And the new system must be based on industry-wide costs. My bill will require that the rates be paid and rebased every year and on the most recent calendar data, which only makes sense. We simply can't afford to underpay skilled nursing facilities and have more and more of them close and undercut the care for our most vulnerable seniors.
Jim Spiegler and his wife Betsy Della Hunt had just settled into a nursing home on Vashon Island when it closed. He says it was very difficult for some of his fellow residents.
Virtually all had friends and family, and we saw that they were visited quite regularly. A few months ago came the word that the nursing facility would be closed, and people basically scattered to the wind.
Della Hunt says it's been a recurring theme for them.
We've been moved from Chicago to Seattle to Vashon to Tacoma, all since Chicago in the space of 4 years.
Kevin McNeely is the CEO of Tacoma Lutheran Retirement Community. He says Oban's legislation is needed now more than ever.
The Medicaid reimbursement rate is just too low. It doesn't come anywhere close to covering the cost of providing services and programs. And historically, Medicaid has always been that way. But now we have new pressures. When you look at housing prices, when you look at the minimum wage pressures, I can tell you we're working on next year's budget, and with the increase in minimum wage for the state, it is adding over $800,000 in additional cost to our budget. When you are reimbursed at rates that use four-year-old data, you can do the math very quickly and see that it just does not allow us to serve our residents the way that we want to.
Find us online at wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.